ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय नमो पंकजमालिने नमो पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यामनोऽभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपी नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचना गौरांगी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नाम्ने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं। हरे कृष्ण। वेलकम ऑल डिवोटीज टू आवर संडे फीस्ट प्रोग्राम। नाउ we had recently celebrated Gaur Purnima festival, then Ram Navami, and now another very important special festival is coming up, Narsim Chaturdashi. So we'll prepare our consciousness by discussing some prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, by which we can be nicely prepared for this festival. Actually, in Krishna consciousness, every day is a festival. Like every day we have Mangalarti, morning program, Bhagavatam class. However, festival days are special. We get a lot of mercy, so we'll read these prayers. The background is, Lord Narasimhadev has appeared. He has killed Hiranyakashipu, who had asked for many boons. And keeping all the boons intact of Brahma, Narasimhadev kills Hiranyakashipu and is in a very ferocious form. You know, he's huge and he's torn apart Hiranyakashipu's body and has taken out the intestines and made a garland out of it and put it on himself. There is blood everywhere. Lord Narasimhadev is roaring. And such a roar that everyone is scared and nobody is able to pacify the Lord with prayers. All different devotees are trying to go close to, they can't even go close to Lord Narasimhadev. They are so afraid. Even Lakshmi Devi, the Lord's eternal consort, is unable to pacify the Lord. So, Narad Muni is narrating this pastime to Yudhishthir Maharaj. So he says how Brahma, Shiva, they dare not come forward. Even they could not come forward. He was extremely angry. Lord was extremely angry. So, then they all requested Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmiji. But even she could not approach him because she had never seen such a form. Then finally, Brahmaji told Prahlad, you have to go and you have to pacify the Lord. So then, he was just a small child. Prahlad was just 5 years old. But he gradually proceeded towards Lord Narasimhadev and fell down and offered prostrated obeisances. And when Lord Narasimhadev saw Prahlad, immediately his anger subsided. And with great affection, the Lord picked up Prahlad and placed his lotus hands on Prahlad's head. And then Srila Prabhupada writes a very beautiful point in the purport that because Narad Muni is telling Yudhishthira Maharaj that Lord's hand, lotus hand, creates all fearlessness. So immediately Prahlad was pacified. Prahlad felt ecstatic when Lord Narasimhadev's hand fell on his head. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that so if we also want to become fearless, you know, for us, what is the meaning of Lord's hand being on our head means we should chant the holy names of the Lord. He is saying, we should chant the holy name of Lord Narasimhadev, yato yato yami tato Narasimha. Wherever we go, we should chant this. And we should always think of Lord Narasimhadev, then there will be no fear. So very important for devotees. Devotees have so much fear, insecurity, just like the outside people. We also have. But if we remember the Lord, if you think of the Lord, then there will be no fear. This is very important because, you know, as we grow older in life, we realize our material world is very nasty and we have no security in this material world. Things are taken away by the material energy. So fear comes in the heart of everyone. At that time, by thinking of the Lord, we can become fearless. In Los Angeles temple, when Srila Prabhupada was there, somebody came, some mischief mongers, they were very envious. They made some crude bomb. And they threw that bomb inside the temple. And the curtains and windows broke. It was a crude bomb. Devotees were panicked. Some devotees got hurt also. And that time Srila Prabhupada came to know. He was in Los Angeles that time. He came and then he heard this loud noise. And then he came and he wrote down this mantra. Narasimha mantra. And he told the devotees to chant this for protection. So chanting of the Lord's holy names is actually what gives us fearlessness. In Kolkata Pandal program, when Srila Prabhupada was giving class every evening, the Naxalites came and created trouble. They were sending flyers saying, you know, you leave this place. They were threatening Srila Prabhupada, but Srila Prabhupada ignored the flyers. And then during one of the classes, these Naxalites, they came up and they created a big commotion in the Pandal. They started throwing away the chairs and they became very violent. There was a lot of confusion in the big pandal. Thousands of people were there. Srila Prabhupada immediately started chanting Chinta Mani Prakara Sadma Sukalpa Vriksha. He started chanting Brahma Samhita prayers and everything subsided. So Srila Prabhupada himself practiced this, remembering the Lord, chanting the holy names. New York, when Srila Prabhupada was staying, he would go to get his groceries, and that street was very notorious because there was a sniper who was staying in that same area. He was in a building, and at random he would shoot at anyone. Srila Prabhupada would fearlessly go and get his grocery. It was a crazy place because he was always thinking of Krishna. So Lord Narasimha Dev touches Prahlad's head. Prahlad becomes ecstatic, and then it's very beautiful verse. Narad Muni is saying that by Narasimhadev's hand on Prahlad's head, Prahlad became completely free of all lamentations, desires. He felt as if he was thoroughly cleansed. And then his heart was filled with love. His eyes were filled with tears. And because of Lord's hand being touched on Prahlad's head, Prahlad could completely capture the lotus feet of the Lord within the core of his own heart. So when the Lord's touch came upon Prahlad, he could completely capture the Lord's form in his heart. We find this in the fourth canto also, Dhruva Maharaj. Lord touches his conch shell on Dhruva's head, and then Dhruva offers beautiful prayers. So Lord's hand is also glorified in the Bhagavatam beautifully. Just like we have heard a lot of descriptions about Lord's lotus feet. In these first eight verses of the ninth chapter of seventh canto, Lord's hand is described. Lord's lotus hand. In Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami describes many qualities of Krishna. One of them is Lord's beautiful bodily features. And there he describes Lord's lotus hand, palms, how they are beautiful. They are reddish and they are like an expanded lotus flower. And when Krishna, after the Ras Lila, he would, with his hands, palms, when the gopis would be tired, they would be perspiring, he would remove the sweat from their faces by his lotus hands. And that would be so fragrant that the gopis would feel intoxicated by the fragrance coming from Krishna's hand. So like this, Krishna's hand is described very beautifully in the Bhagavatam. But the same hand, look at this, the 10th canto describes when Keshi attacked Vrindavan. Keshi came in the guise of horse. So first time when he attacked, Krishna caught his legs and whirled him, and then he threw him away. But again when Keshi attacked, this time Krishna took his left hand and he came with his jaws open. Krishna just punched him so bad, all his teeth came out, Keshi's teeth came out. And Krishna's hand was inside Keshi's mouth. And that hand became hot like iron rod. And Keshi was choked to death. So, you know, Krishna's hand, the contrast of Krishna's hand. So, but for devotees, these hands reward, Lord's lotus hands reward fearlessness. And how can we meditate on Krishna's lotus hand? What should be our mood? Like, how can we reflect upon Krishna's lotus, beautiful lotus hands? This is, for us, meditation can be Kulashekar Alvar's prayer, very beautifully in Mukund Mala Stotra, he says, Andasya Merita Viveka Mahadhanasya Chorer Prabhur Balibirindriya Namadehe Mohanda Kupa Kuhare Vinipatitasya Devesha Dehi Kripanasya Karavalambam. Kulashekar Alvar is praying that, my dear Lord, I am suffering in this world. Andasya, I have been blinded. Andasya me Rita Viveka. Rita means stolen. What has been stolen from me? My Viveka, my sense of discrimination has been stolen away and I have become blind. Andasya me Rita Viveka Mahadhanasya. This is my Mahadhan. My greatest wealth is my sense of discrimination. But this has been stolen away by who? Chore Prabhur Balibirindriya Namadehe. My dear Prabhu, my dear Lord, this chore is very Balibir, very powerful thief. Who are they? Indriya Namadehe. They are called as Indriyas. My senses are so powerful thieves that they have stolen away my sense of discrimination between right and wrong. And what they have done, they have not only stolen away my wealth, Mohanda Kupa Kuhare Vinipatitasya, they have thrown me into a kuhare, a deep well called moha, illusion. So I've been thrown into the well of illusion, and now I'm blinded also. I'm suffering inside this well. I'm completely miserable, thrown into this well of illusion, having my discrimination stolen away by my senses. So my dear Lord of the demigods, Devesha, Devesha Dehi Kripanasya Karavalambam. Dehi, now I beg you, I'm Kripanasya, I'm completely wretched and miserable, my dear Lord. What you should give me? Karavalambam. Give me your lotus hand, for that I can hold on. Avalambam means aid. Give me the help of your lotus hand so that I can hold it and come out of this deep dark well. So like this. So we can also meditate on Lord's lotus hands to lift us from this well of material existence. So Prahlad is feeling completely cleansed. He is feeling completely happy, ecstatic. And now he is going to offer beautiful prayers. He comes forward. His mind and sight is focused on Lord Narasimhadev. He is in complete trance. And with a fixed mind, now he is going to offer prayers. This is the first prayer he is going to offer. Now you will see consistently Prahlad Maharaj's total humility in his prayers. Actually, now it has been established for all time to come. In front of everyone, it has been established that where Brahmaji failed, Lord Shiva failed, Lakshmiji, everyone has failed. Who succeeded? Prahlad. Prahlad has done it. He has been able to pacify the Lord. He is most dear to the Lord. It's very, very visible, very clear. But still, Prahlad is not feeling, I have done it. No, he is very humble. He is feeling completely unqualified. Now, generally, it's easy to be humble and prayerful when we are failing. Or, you know, when we haven't got what we wanted, it's easy to be humble. But to be sober and remember Krishna very gratefully in the midst of success, that requires tremendous character. Like if somebody is very successful and is just getting more and more success and still is very grateful and feeling very humble, that's very rare. And Prahlad Maharaj has this quality. That's why you will see the most intense and devotional prayers of Prahlad Maharaj are coming at a section when he is successful, when the problem is solved. After the problem is solved, after Hiranyakashipu is killed, that's when we are supposed to celebrate. But Prahlad is offering the most devotional prayers after Hiranyakashipu is killed, not before. These are most beautiful prayers. Like Kunti Devi also. Kunti Devi's most wonderful prayers are when the Mahabharata war is over, Pandavas are established as kings, and Krishna is leaving for Dwarka. At that time, Kunti Devi is offering prayers. It's very, very interesting that pure devotees, they offer prayers in success, and there is no success or failure for them. Remembrance of Krishna is success. Generally, we offer intense Narsingh Arati when we are going out on some yatra or going out somewhere or before some big problem. Like, we leave Mayapur or Puri and coming to Bombay, we are afraid what will happen in the train, 2 nights in the train, traveling so much, so we intensely chant Narsingh Arati. As soon as we come to Bombay, we forget Narsingh Arati. We forget Narsimhadev. And we carry on with our own business as if nothing has happened. But imagine if we have a devotee who is most intense after coming back. Thank you, Narsimhadev. That's like Prahlad Maharaj. That is Prahlad Maharaj's mood. Now he is offering the most beautiful prayers. For the first prayer sets the trend. Now, Prahlad Maharaj offers most beautiful prayers. He's beginning with his expression of his humility. Brahmadayo suragana munayota siddha satvai katanagatayo vachasam pravahe naraditum purugune radunapi pipru kintostum arhati same harirugra jate. My dear Lord, I am Ugra Jati. I am the most condemned. I have no qualification. Brahmadayo Suragana, this top demigods headed by Brahma and great munis and siddhas are here. They are always in Sattvagun, Sattve, Katana, Gatayo, Vachasam, Pravahe, and they have offered most beautiful prayers. My dear Lord, who am I compared to them? kim toshtum arhati same. How can I please you? They are the ones who are pleasing you. It's very beautiful. He is completely conscious that I am unqualified and they are all more advanced than me. Especially when he has become successful. And Srila Prabhupada in this whole purport speaks about humility. He quotes Kaviraj Goswami who prayed that I am more sinful than Jagai Madai. Jagai Madai. Aite Muise Papishta. I am more sinful than Jagai Madai. And then Srila Prabhupada also quotes the famous Trinadapi Sunichena verse. If you see Kaviraj Goswami's humility is amazing. Just like Prahlad is conscious that Brahma, Shiva and all other demigods are more advanced than him and is clearly saying that they are actually Vaishnavas and I am Ugrajati. Same way Kaviraj Goswami in his Chaitanya Charitamrita glorifies all Vaishnavas and especially glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur who has composed Chaitanya Bhagavat. Very interesting. See, in the beginning he glorifies, we can understand, any author would glorify another author in the beginning of his book. But sometimes, mostly it is done as a formality. And after that the author goes on to prove how he is the greatest. But Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the beginning he glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur as the actual biographer of Lord Chaitanya. And then consistently, repeatedly, throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita he keeps reminding his readers. By the way, actually, if you want to read about Lord Chaitanya, please read Vrindavan Das Thakur Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, it's amazing. I was reading Madhya Leela. Madhya Leela 4th chapter also is saying that actually, if you want to hear about Lord Chaitanya, I have written Chaitanya Charitamrita, that's okay. This is nectar because it's Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. But, you should read Vrindavan Das Thakur Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sahaja Vichitra Madhur Chaitanya Vihar Vrindavana Dasa Mukhe Amrute Radhar. He says, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are sahaja, very sweet. Sahaja Vichitra Madhur. It is astonishingly sweet. Chaitanya Vihar. And when we hear these pastimes from Vrindavan Das Thakur, Vrindavana Dasa Mukhe Amrute Radhar, it becomes even more sweet. So like that, in whole Madhya Leela, consistently is glorifying. Ataeva Tandrapaye Kori namaskar, tandrapaye aparadha naho ka amar. He says, therefore, I am offering my full namaskar at Vrindavan Das Thakur's lotus feet. I don't want to offend him. He is the actual devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And this is Madhya Leela. But if you see, when Chaitanya Charitamrita is ending, in the Antya Leela also, he is only glorifying Vrindavan Das Thakur. He has never forgotten his position as a servant. In the beginning, middle and end, all three times. You will see Prahlad's prayers also, beginning, middle and end, always is conscious that I am servant. For many of us, sincere sadhakas, beginning we are conscious, we are servant, but then thanks to false pride, in the middle we forget. Somewhere we get lost, we act out of pride, we offend devotees, but if you are sincere, then by Krishna's mercy, we come back. Subah ka bhula, sham ko. Lord Kyata. So we devotees, sincere devotees, they go through all this. In the end, they are again re-established. So beginning, middle is all mess and then again we come back. But Prahlad, Kaviraj Goswami, they are consistently humble, always. They are conscious of their position as servant. Even in Antya Leela, you know, there's beautiful verses, series of verses where he is glorifying Vrindavan Das Thakur as the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nityananda Kripa Patra Vrindavan Das Chaitanya Leelaya Teho Vena Adivyas. He is saying Nityananda's, Lord Nityananda's Kripa, who has received? Vrindavan Das. And he is the Adivyas, he is the Vyasdev of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. So somebody may say, but what kind of humility is this? This humility is bewildering to many materialistic people. They think this is unnatural. And this is kind of, there is some psychiatric problem. People think like that. If you keep saying, I am unqualified, he is better, he is great. People think you have no self-worth. No. When pure devotees are overflowing with ecstasy and gratitude towards the Lord, this is a natural emotion. And Kaviraj Goswami is not simply condemning himself. See, he gives a very beautiful analogy to explain the position of Lord Chaitanya, explain the position of Vrindavan Das Thakur, and then his own position. Because anyway, somebody may say, but Kaviraj Goswami, you are writing such nice Chaitanya Charitamrita, is also nectar. You cannot deny it. So he gives a very nice analogy. He says, Chaitanya Lilamrita Sindhu Dugdabdi Saman Trishna Rupa Jari Bari Teho Kailapan. He says, Chaitanya Lilamrita, Lord Chaitanya's pastime is like Sindhu. It's like an ocean of Dugdabdi Saman. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are like an ocean of milk. And who is Vrindavan Das Thakur? Tandra Jari, he is saying, Sindhu Dugdabdi Saman, Teho Kaila Pan. So what Vrindavan Das Thakur did? He took his Jari, he took his pot. Trishna Rupa Jari Bari, apna Jari Bhar Diya. He was very thirsty for that milk. And Teho Kaila Pan, he drank that. So very beautifully saying, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes is like nectar, huge ocean of nectar. And Vrindavan Das Thakur has taken one jar of that milk, nectar, and he has drunk. And he has enjoyed it. And who am I? He is saying, Tandra Jari Sheshamrita Kichu More Dila Tateka Bharila Peta Trishna Mora Gela. He says, so when he was drinking Tandra Jari Sheshamrita, something was left. Some drop. Kichu More Dila, that very mercifully has given me that one drop. And drinking that one drop from the pot of Vrindavan Das Thakur, Tateka Bharila Pet, and my stomach is full now. You know, I got so much nectar. And Trishna Mora Gela. So he's very beautifully saying how Lord Chaitanya's pastime is complete nectar. Vrindavan Das Thakur is relishing it. And he has given me some remnants. And like that he continues to glorify. So you see, all pure devotees, they never take a very superior position. They are always conscious of their position as being servants. So Prahlad Maharaj is in this mood. So today morning, Radha Gopinath was saying, you know, we may say mercy, 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 but we need a container to hold that mercy. We need qualifications to hold that mercy. And this is the qualification. Respecting others, not expecting respect, being tolerant. Actually, after the class, Radha Gopinath was telling me, oh, I missed one point. Then I told him, tell me, I will repeat it in the afternoon. So he told me that, very nice, you know, he said, if you read Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, you are seeing the 17th chapter, last 12 verses, Kaviraj Goswami is again and again hitting on the qualification that we need to have to access Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And these 12 verses are only talking about Trinadapi Sunichin. Urdva Bhavu Kari Kohon Shuno Sarva Loka Nama Sutra Ganti Mala Kante Eish Loka. So Kaviraj Goswami is concluding this chapter by saying, I am raising my hands and begging all of you, please wear this verse Trinadapi Sunichin on the thread of the holy name and string it on your neck. Like that he is just begging devotees. Radha Gopinath Prabhu was saying, many times we insist a lot on mercy, but are we focusing on our qualification? So like this very beautiful point. And many times, you know, as devotees also, we go to other senior devotees and say, Prabhu, please bless me. But that devotee, because of his experience, he may have something very important to say to us. You know, before we are doing something, or we just go for blessings. But when that devotee is telling us something, we don't want to hear. We say, no, Prabhu, you just give mercy. You give blessings. Don't tell me anything. Don't advise me. So you are saying, actually, it's very important to be humble, to be having a receptive mood. So like this, Srila Prabhupada, in this whole purport of first prayer of Prahlad Maharaj, he concludes by saying, we cannot make spiritual advancement unless we are meek and humble. But amazing, Prahlad Maharaj is completely considering himself unqualified. He is saying, Kim toshtu maharati same hari rugra jate, I am ugra jati. But the Lord is glorifying him as a pure devotee. The Lord is presenting him to the whole world. If the Lord wants to bring out someone, however much the devotee is trying to escape, he cannot escape. Yesterday afternoon, you know, I was talking to Jagannath Prabhu. He was giving beautiful understanding on this principle of how Like Prahlad Maharaj may be considering himself fallen and wanting to be in the background, but how the Lord brought him out. And then he gave different examples from scriptures. The classic example Jagannath Prabhu was sharing was of Madhavendrapuri. Madhavendrapuri ran away from Remuna because he knew that people will glorify him next day morning. So he wanted to run away from there. But what is Krishna's sense of humor? After some days, when Madhavendrapuri came back to Remuna, Gopalji came in his dream and said, "You stay here and put all the chandan on me." So he stayed there for 4 months. And now his samadhi is also in Remuna only. So he spent a lot of time in Remuna. Krishna ordered him. So if Krishna wants to glorify someone, another amazing example he gave was of Loknath Goswami. I really like this one. He said, Loknath Goswami insisted that his name should not be in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Kaviraj Goswami was told, ordered by him, "Don't write my name in Chaitanya Charitamrita." So he wanted to avoid being honored and glorified. But what Lord did, Loknath Goswami didn't want disciples also. So much against worship, honor. So Lord said only one disciple. Who? Narottam Das Thakur. And that disciple in his songs has glorified his spiritual master like anything. And every morning we sing Guru Vandana. And every day morning we are singing Loknath Goswami's name. What is that line? Loknath Lokera Jivana. So we are chanting Loknath Goswami's name every day morning in every ISKCON temple all over the world. We may not read Chaitanya Charitamrita every day, but Guru Puja is there every day in every ISKCON temple. So Loknath Goswami is now famous. Everyone knows him. So this is the Lord. If the Lord wants to glorify his pure devotee, we cannot, you know, one cannot escape. So Prahlad Maharaj is like that. The Lord is bringing out his wonderful qualities. Of course, he gave many more examples. He gave a very nice example of how, you know, Radhana Swami Maharaj never wanted to share his stories. But through Bhaktidhir Swami, the Lord intervened and Bhaktidhir Swami ordered him to write all these stories, and then how the world came to know. So Prahlad Maharaj is following this mood of not wanting anything, any respect, and considering himself very unqualified and fallen. And after establishing this, after speaking this, he then explains how we can get mercy of the Lord. Manye dana bijana rupa tapa shrutaujas teja prabhava balapaurusha buddhi yoga naradhanayai bhavanti parasya pumso bhaktya tutosha bhagavan gajayuta paya. He says, one cannot get the Lord's grace by one's dhana, wealth. Abhijana, aristocratic family. Rupa, beauty. Tapa, austerity. Shruta, learning. Ojas, sensory prowess. Bodily effulgence, influence. Bodily strength, diligence, intelligence, mystic power. Nara, danai, bhavanti, parasyap. One cannot satisfy the Lord with all this. Imagine, you have everything. Bodily strength, intelligence, mystic power, influence, knowledge, family, wealth, you cannot. Bhaktya tutosha bhagavan gajayuta paya. Only by bhakti. And he gives the example of gaja, elephant, gajendra. And the next verse he says, how one may have all the 12 qualifications of brahmana, but still he cannot satisfy the Lord. If he is averse to worshipping the Lord. But if somebody is a dog eater, but he is sincere, and he becomes a devotee, then not only he gets purified, pranam punati sakulam natuburi mana. He can purify his whole family and dynasty. So like that, Prahlad Maharaj, he says that one's birth, qualifications and externals don't matter. One's sincere devotional service is what attracts the Lord. Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastra Japastapa Aprana Seva Dehasya Mandanam Lokaranjanam. We may have all the qualifications, but if you don't have bhakti, it is like decorating a dead body. What is the use of decorating a dead body? So like that. And Srila Prabhupada also very beautiful in this purport of this verse, how none of the material things are important and one's birth is not important. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes one story of one of his American devotees, disciples, who externally, Prabhupada writes, how Americans and Europeans, they have no knowledge, no experience of devotional service in the past, but because they are sincere, Krishna has reciprocated so much that one of his European disciples, his mother at the time of death, she inquired about Krishna and she left her body chanting Krishna's names. So Srila Prabhupada says, this is a practical proof how devotional service is actually benefiting. When Srila Prabhupada was in Mayapur, he invited his godbrothers for prasad. So when his godbrothers came to know that his western disciples have cooked, so some of the godbrothers refused to take prasad. Therefore it is cooked by the mlechas. We cannot take it. So Srila Prabhupada was saying that this is wrong, you know, we should not see devotees like that. And then when they were making temple, this godbrother came to Srila Prabhupada asking for donation, funds, from his American disciples. That time Prabhupada said, but you want mlecha money. You don't want prasad cooked by these devotees. So it's very important that Prahlad Maharaj is establishing, devotee is not seen by his external qualifications, but by his devotion. Lord Chaitanya repeatedly emphasized this point in many places. When he met Ramananda, Ramananda Rai was born in a Shudra family. And he was the governor of the Madras province. So when they met on the bank of Godavari at Kovur, so everyone is seeing, Lord Chaitanya runs towards Ramananda Rai and he embraces him. Now, Lord Chaitanya is a Brahman sannyasi and Ramananda Rai is a lower caste. And this is 500 years ago when India was a very caste-dominated society. But Lord Chaitanya did not care about social obligations. He respected the social conventions, but he did not discriminate for devotional service on the basis of. So he embraces Ramananda Rai and everyone is shocked. Eta sanyasera teja deki brahma sam shudra lingya kene korena krandhan. Everyone is thinking, Eta sanyasera teja. Just look at this sanyasi's effulgence. Deki brahma sam. It appears as if Brahman has come. Sakshat Brahman. But shudra alingya keno. Why is he embracing a shudra? And not only is he embracing a shudra, Korena Krandan is crying in ecstasy. He is embracing him and crying. So they are all bewildered. All caste conscious Brahmanas are standing and watching. The great sannyasi is embracing a shudra and crying tears of ecstasy. That is because Ramananda Rai was experiencing the highest mellows of devotional service. Yehi mata vipragan bhava more man vijatiya loke deki prabhu kaila samarpan. So when Lord Chaitanya saw that these people are, Lord Chaitanya immediately realized that these people are watching. So, Ehi Mata. So, what Lord Chaitanya did? Bhavam. He controlled his emotions and he came back to external consciousness. Why? Because Kaviraj Goswami says, Vijatiya Loke Dekhi. Lord Chaitanya saw Vijatiyas. Jati. Sajatiya means same caste. Vijatiya means different caste. So, Lord Chaitanya saw Vijatiya Loke Dekhi. Lord Chaitanya saw people of a different caste. Actually, they are all Brahmanas there. Lord Chaitanya is also Brahmana, sannyasi. So he should have, actually the verse should have been Sajatiya. They were all same caste. But Lord Chaitanya considered them as Vijatiya, different caste, because they were not devotees. Whereas Ramananda Rai, all this from a lower caste, is a devotee of Krishna. So that's very important, that only by devotional service one can please and attract the Lord's mercy, not by any external qualifications. So these first three prayers that we have discussed, Prahlad Maharaj is establishing how he is first expressing his humility and then revealing how the Lord is not pleased by any external qualification, but the Lord is only pleased by devotional service. Then he now reveals why we should practice devotional service. Are we doing some favor to Krishna? Does Krishna need servants? Why do we become devotees? So now he reveals a very beautiful, this is a philosophical premise also of Krishna consciousness movement. This is our foundational premise. You know, we want to live by this principle. Nevatmana praburayam nijalabha purno manam janada vidusha karuno vrinite. यद्यज्जनो भगवते विदधीतमानम् तच्छात्मने प्रतिमुखस्य यथा मुखश्री. सो नाउ प्रहलाद इज सेइंग నిజ లాభపూర్ణో లార్డ్ ఈజ్ కంప్లీట్లీ సాటిస్ఫైడ్, హీ డజంట్ వాంట్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ అస్, దెన్ వై ఆర్ వి ఆఫరింగ్ ప్రేయర్స్? మానం జనాద్ అవిదుష, ద ఫూలిష్ పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ షుడ్ నో దట్ వెన్ వీ సర్వ్ కృష్ణ, కృష్ణ ఇస్ లాభపూర్ణ, కృష్ణ ఇస్ కంప్లీట్లీ సాటిస్ఫైడ్. హీ ఎక్సెప్ట్స్ అవర్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ యాజ్ అ కంపాషన్, యాజ్ మర్సీ టు అస్, కరుణో వ్రిణీతే. It is Krishna's kindness that he accepts our offering. It's not that we are somebody great that we are serving Krishna. Yadyajjano bhagavate vidadītamānam. So whatever worship we are offering to Krishna, it is like decorating the face. Very nice example Prahlad is giving. Tachātmane pratimukasya yathā mukashri. Mukashri means face. If you want to decorate your face, beautiful face, what do you do? Do you put the cosmetics on your face or on the reflection in the mirror? We decorate the face and the reflection in the mirror automatically gets beautified. We don't separately put cosmetics on the reflection in the mirror. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying that we are like the reflection. If we please the Lord, if we serve the Lord, then automatically that just like the reflection would be beautiful, similarly we would also become satisfied if we satisfy Krishna. But it doesn't work the other way around. You can't say, I will just decorate the reflection in the mirror, I will also become beautiful. That doesn't happen. It's a very important point, because generally in this world our mentality is, if something is good, it is for my enjoyment. It's for me. I, me and mine. But Srila Prabhupada consistently taught us that a devotee's mood is, everything is for Krishna's pleasure. So this is a paradigm shift. This is a concept most of us learn only after coming to ISKCON. I don't think any of us ever learned this concept. We may have gone to many temples, but only in ISKCON we learn this principle of not wanting to be the enjoyer, but wanting to give enjoyment to Krishna. When Srila Prabhupada was in England, devotees were taking him out in the car and they showed him, Prabhupada, this is the famous British Museum. Srila Prabhupada said, Museum? British Museum means stolen property. That's all. Why? Because they went all over the world, they conquered, and whatever they got, whatever is good, whatever they like, they took it and put it in their museum. So this is materialistic modern culture. Whatever is good, it's for me. Take it. So this is a very, very amazing principle. And the secret of happiness is this. Tat chatmane prati mukhasya yata mukashri. We'll please Krishna, we'll become happy. Once Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, his disciples are serving prasad in Chaitanya Mutt in Mayapur headquarters. For this, a wealthy person was sitting taking prasad, and he was really feasting on the prasad. For this sannyasi disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was serving prasad, he told this man, you are enjoying Malpoa or Malpoa is enjoying you? So this person got offended, because what the disciple was trying to tell him was, you know, when we are taking prasad, the mood should not be that I am enjoying. We are in the mood of service. So he said, are you enjoying this Malpoa, or is the Malpoa, and Malpoa is supposed to enjoy you? So he got so offended, he went to his home, and then he wrote a big letter to Lord Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, saying that this devotee offended me, you know, I have lot of things to eat at home, he thought this disciple was, you know, chastising him, correcting him, and then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur wrote back, explaining this whole philosophy, of how our mood is, we want to be enjoyed by Krishna, not that we enjoy. Then this man understood. Then he came back and begged forgiveness, and then he took Malpoa Prasad. But the idea is, we don't enjoy. We serve. The difference is, materialistic people try to enjoy like Krishna. Devotee enjoys with Krishna. In the sense, we don't compete with Krishna. So with Krishna, Krishna's Mahaprasad, Krishna's grace, we enjoy, we become happy in kirtans. It's actually very subtle, because generally, even as practicing devotees, we keep thinking about our own, like as you get older, you know, we think about our facilities, basic facilities, my comfort, my, I need my things. In the name of needing it for service, we become very conscious of what I need, you know, some basic facilities, comfort. So they may be needed, but if that becomes more prominent in our consciousness than service to Krishna, then we have missed the whole, the essence. Then we are miserable, we are never happy. So we may need certain things, but Maya has got us when those things that we need for our service become more important than the goal of our activities. That is to please Krishna. So like this, Prahlad is offering beautiful prayers. So first he has expressed his fallen condition. Then he has explained only by devotional service we can please Krishna. Then he has revealed a very important, most important philosophical premise by saying how we want to serve Krishna and please Krishna and give enjoyment to Krishna. And now is a very interesting concept Prahlad Maharaj is going to explain. This is a very interesting prayer. So he has already established how he is fallen and how we have to be surrendered to Krishna. And now see what he says. Tasmadaham vigataveklava ishvarasya sarvatmana maigrinami yatha manisham. Nicho jaya guna visargamanu pravishtha puyeta enahi puman anuvarnitena. Now Prahlad is saying, my dear Lord, tasmad, now, therefore, aham, vigata viklava, I am going to give up this conception of being completely fallen and completely unfit for devotional service. I am not going to meditate on that. Although nicho jaya guna visargam anupravishta, although I am deeply fallen in demoniac life, still, I will now give up this conception of being unqualified, and rather what I would do? Sarvatmana mahi grinami yata manisham, with all my intelligence, with all my endeavor, I am going to glorify you. Puyeta enahi puman anuvarnitena. For my own puyeta means for my own purification. For my own purification of my wretched heart, I am just going to glorify you, my dear Lord. And vigata viklava means, okay, I am fallen, but that's kept aside. Now I am just going to glorify you. This is a very important principle. You know, this is very important to know the principle of positive thinking. Many times people say positive thinking. This is a classic example. Sometimes devotees, you know, one devotee told Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, I am fallen. I am very fallen. What did Srila Prabhupada say? Srila Prabhupada said, I know that, but what are you doing about it? It's a very important statement. Okay, I'm fallen. So what? So what are you doing about it? So many times, I may condemn myself. I'm unqualified. I'm fallen. I'm so fallen that I cannot do devotional service also. What is the use of... See, if our expression of fallen condition immobilizes us from rendering devotional service, then what is the use of that expression? So Prahlad Maharaj doesn't fall into that trap. Most of the time when we say, I'm really fallen, Prabhu, I'm more fallen, these are some standard lingos, standard dialogues in, you know, amongst devotee community. Prabhu, I'm fallen. No, Prabhu, you are advanced, I'm fallen. No, Prabhu, you are pure devotee. No, Prabhu, I'm poor devotee. So then that devotee says, no, Prabhu, you are advanced, I'm in Maya. He says, no, Prabhu, you are not in Maya, I'm in Maya. No, Prabhu, you are in Yog Maya, I'm in Maha Maya. So like this, back and forth, devotees know all the cliches, you know, all the one-liners. And many times when we say I'm fallen, and when we are saying it with intensity also, it could be because of frustrated false ego. It could be because I wanted something in devotional service. I wanted something. I wanted some position or some facility and I didn't get it. So now as devotee, I cannot criticize others. Why they didn't give me politics, I cannot say all that. So what I say? I'm fallen. I don't deserve it, but I'm... Basically, there is a lot of pent-up frustration in that. It's not actually humility. Humility means you are happy. If a person is actually feeling he is fallen, he would be happy because he is remembering Krishna. So it's true that we have to be. Prahlad Maharaj himself is setting the example of being very conscious of his fallen condition, saying, "I am born in a demoniac family." At the same time, what do you do then if you are fallen? Okay, get up and chant, glorify Krishna. Bhumos phalita padanam bhumi reva valambanam. If we are running, if we fall on the ground, then whose shelter we take to get up? The same ground we hold and then we get up, right? Similarly, so you have fallen in our path of devotional service, then what do? Take shelter of devotional service, get up and run towards Krishna. This is very important because while chanting this happens, many times how Maya gets a devotee. You know, while chanting, our mind traps us by taking us to past. You are fallen. You have not chanted at all. Last 15 years you are chanting horrible. So like this, we think we are being humble, but we are missing out on the present moment. We are with the holy name. We can chant. So by worrying about the future or lamenting about the past, we have missed the present association of the holy name. So when Prahlad is saying, Puyeta enahi puman, anuvarnitena, my dear Lord, I just want to be in the present. I want to just glorify you now. This is very important. Sometimes we just keep playing the past tape. I was like this, this happened, miserable. So that kind of traps us many times. So one of the skills that we need to have as devotees, one of the things we should practice is detachment. Burijan Prabhu writes this very beautifully in his Japa book. He says detachment means being detached from all the past bad japa that you have done. Don't lament about it now. Just focus on the holy name. Right now you are with the holy name. But no, you know, mind cheats us. What chanting you will do? Last 15 rounds you have chanted badly. Abhi ek mala se kya hoga? Forget it. Tomorrow we'll plan like this, we'll do like this, we'll get up early, then you can do like this. So past and future, present, the only time we are in the present is for that one microsecond when we are rushing from the past to the future and future to the past. Beach mein somewhere we come for present. We are never in the present. So Prahlad Maharaj is teaching us how to be in the present, how to glorify the Lord, not just keep lamenting and worrying about future. And I know sometimes we very foolishly give examples of, you know, great acharyas like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who kept criticizing himself. Amito Kamer Das. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I am a servant of lust. Podechi Mayara Phere. I am completely in Maya. So we start doing? We think it's humility to imitate this mood of saying I am fallen. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was condemning himself, he didn't stop his devotional service. He was in ecstasy. He was, these expressions of his fallen condition were an outpouring of a grateful heart. It was actually overflowing with gratitude towards Krishna. And that was increasing his devotional service. So if our lamentation about our past condition makes our devotional service wonderful, then glorious. But if it is immobilizing us, then we should abandon that and instead focus on appreciating Krishna, being grateful to Krishna, rather than sulk and, you know, and basically we don't mean it many times. So it's very healthy to make a list of things that we are grateful to Krishna for, make a list of things that we appreciate in Krishna consciousness. So it's very important to be in the present and offer meaningful prayers. That's what Prahlad is saying. Tasmad aham vigata viklava. I'm giving up these conceptions now. All these past conceptions I'm giving up, and now I'm glorifying you, my dear Lord. So these are very important things for accessing mercy, which has been today morning subject also. First is desire. You know, unless we have desire in Krishna consciousness, why should Krishna give us mercy if we don't have desire? So first is we should have desire. Because if we don't have desire, even if we get mercy, we will not understand it is mercy. It's like, you know, throwing pearls before the swine. Bandar ke aatme moti ka mala. So we may be having mercy, but we have no idea what it is because we have no desire to advance in Krishna consciousness. First is desire. Second is the sense of discrimination. Understanding what is right, what is wrong, what is pitfall in devotional service, what is healthy. And when we have attentive chanting and association of those who like to hear, both desire and discrimination develop. Krishna says in the 10th chapter, 10th verse, that if you are sincerely doing devotional service, I will give you the discrimination, I will give you the buddhi. And then comes this determination. Third, very important. Determination is what tests our integrity. Today morning, Radha Gopinath was explaining how, you know, the need to be in self-control, discipline. Then we can follow the order of the spiritual master. Then we are qualified to go back to Godhead. But the determination to be humble, determination to remember Krishna, determination to practice Krishna consciousness. And then, the fourth principle is detachment. Detachment means, okay, I'm running towards Krishna. I may have slipped and fallen. Don't sit there and cry. You know, sometimes you're running, slip, you fall, you're wounding, your leg is wounded. You just can't sit there and keep crying. What do? Put some balm, get up and again run towards Krishna. Everyone is running towards Krishna. So we all have to practice detachment also. In the sense, let the past bygones be bygones. Let us now I have the holy name. Let me take shelter of Krishna now. We give, you know, in our Prerana lectures, we give the example of Thomas Alva Edison. He failed some 1,000 times to make one bulb. So if he has failed 1,000 times, so how much inspiration that can give a sadhaka, you know, chanting, not able to concentrate, no problem. Now I am able to chant. Now I am going to chant. When Srila Prabhupada was once asked, how many years it took you to perfect your chanting? What did Srila Prabhupada say? He said, 40 years. How many of us have been chanting for 40 years? Do we have the patience and determination? No, I'll go on. Krishna is merciful. Like a Chinese bamboo tree, you put that bamboo tree, keep putting water, first 5 years nothing grows. And the 6th year, suddenly the tree grows many, many feet high. So our 5th year will also come one day. You know? Until that time we have to keep watering with the holy name. And we have to keep going ahead. So it's important that we continue our devotional service. So like this, Prahlad Maharaj is teaching us the principle of Vigata Viklava Ishwarasya, giving up these conceptions and just focusing on Krishna consciousness. Then there are some more beautiful prayers. Prahlad Maharaj now says, my dear Lord, he says, Brahma, Shiva, they are all your great servants. They are not like us. So whom is Prahlad referring to when he is saying us? He is saying, Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi, they are all pure devotees. They are not like me and my father. Us. So he equates himself and his father as same category. And all the pure devotees as another category. Beautiful verse. Sarve ami vidikara stava sattva damno. So, you know, they are all serving you so sincerely. And this appearance of your Lord is your pastime. It is for your own pleasure. And then he says this famous verse of Modeta Sadurapi Vrishchika Sarpa Hatya. My dear Lord, please give up your anger. Be pacified. And then there are a series of beautiful prayers. Mary is telling the Lord, my dear Lord, I am not afraid. He is saying what I am not afraid of and what I am afraid of. Generally a 5-year-old boy would be afraid of what? Some huge ferocious swarm comes in front of him. He would be afraid. But first Prahlad says, what I am not afraid of. He says, Naham bibe majitate ti baya nakasya jivarka netra brukuti rabaso gradamshrat antra sraja kshatajake sharashanku karnan nirrada bita digibad aribinna khagrat. He says, my dear Lord, naham bibemi, I am not afraid of what? Ati bhayanakasya. You have come in this huge, ferocious form. I am not afraid. And he is describing that form. Jiva, your tongue is out. You know, it's red. Looking ferocious. Arka netra, your eyes are blazing like sun. And brukuti, your eyebrows are huge. Rabasugra dhamshrat, ferocious, strong teeth. Antra sraja kshataja keshara. You have put a garland of intestines on yourself. Just imagine a garland of intestines. You know, somebody tears up your stomach, takes that intestines and puts a garland. So Prahlad is saying, anthras, it's not scaring me. And we may not find it so scary because we have never seen it. We only see in drama. Like recently we did one drama on Narsimhadev. So the devotee was playing Narsimhadev. We had this mask. He actually did not know what was happening, where Hiranyakashipu was. So he put Hiranyakashipu on his lap and he was... And then Hiranyakashipu had to take out that cloth of, you know, which was supposed to be intestines. He took it out and gave it to Narsimhadev. It was a red cloth and then Narsimhadev put it. So we see all this and we laugh. But imagine actually the intestines are taken out and it's all blood everywhere. Antras saja kshataja keshara is saying. And because of this, my dear Lord, the manes are completely red with blood. Shanku karanat, your huge ears. And nirradha bhita digipat, and you're roaring such a huge roar that the elephants are running away. But I'm not afraid of that. Haribin nakhagrat, your nails are so ferocious. I'm not afraid of your roaring. Recently, some of our brahmacharis went to Borivali National Park. And there is one area, you're not supposed to go, but you know, some brahmacharis are adventurous, they went. That is a place where lions and tigers are kept, and there is a tiger hospital there. So they saw all the tigers in the hospital. So then they were, and from far, they could hear loud roaring of a lion. Because 2 kilometers away there was a lion safari. So lions were roaring there. So devotees could hear it 2 kilometers away. Such loud voice, you know. They were describing it. And we were thinking, this is Kali Yuga lion. You know, from Borivali. And that roaring is so ferocious that devotees were shaken. So imagine what must be Lord Narsimhadev's roaring. How it must have shaken the whole planet. And here Prahlad is not at all afraid of that. And Srila Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport. Why Prahlad was not afraid of Narsimhadev's roaring and his ferocious form. He says, just like lion is very fearsome, but its cubs are not afraid. First example. Second example Prabhupada gives is, sometimes in the river, if it's a huge flood going, great elephants are taken away by the flood. But the fishes are swimming happily. Because the fishes have taken shelter of the water. Similarly, Prahlad has taken shelter of Lord Narsimhadev, who is like the ocean. So he is not feeling any fear. But Prahlad says, I am afraid of one thing. That is very important for us to know. What is he afraid of? Trishtosmaham kripanavat saladussahogra samsara chakra kadanat grasatam pranita baddhasva karma birushattamatengri moolam preetopavarga sharanam vayase kadanu trishtosmaham. My dear Lord, I am frightened. Oh kripanavatsala, oh merciful Lord, please release me from this intolerable, ferocious samsara chakra, this cycle of birth and death, where krasatam pranita, where one conditioned soul is devouring another conditioned soul. What a graphic description. And baddhasva karma bir, I have been bound. And I have been bound by who? Sometimes many devotees also may cry like this, you know, I am suffering in this samsara chakra. But they have somebody to blame. I am suffering because of him or him. But Prahlad is saying, baddha swa karma bir, I am suffering because of my own karma. Ushattamate angri moolam. So my dear Lord, I am suffering because of my own wrongdoings. So please be pleased upon me and give me shelter. So this is very, very, very beautiful verse where he is telling us, don't make this material, don't be in this illusion of making this material world a comfortable place. Give up hopes. But we want to be happy in this well of material world. You know, we are thrown into this material world, we are suffering here, we are being kicked and beaten by all the, you know, all the insects, worms in the well. We have a chance to go out of the well. And there are devotees with the rope, they are pulling us out, but we don't want to take it. We don't want to take shelter. So, Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport, very beautiful statement. This is an instruction Srila Prabhupada is giving to all the devotees. He says, everyone should be eager to return home back to Godhead, taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, and thus being fully trained in Krishna consciousness. So we should be eager to go back to Krishna, and not be rotting in this material world. And for us to go back, We have the boat of Krishna consciousness. We are right now traveling in a boat which has hole, which is going to sink. And devotees come in another boat and they tell us, Prabhu, first they tell us what is our boat. First they make us realize that there is a hole and our boat is sinking. Then they tell us, they give us an option. Come to this boat of Krishna consciousness. But we get confused. Because we are attached, we have been in this boat for so long. Now we are in a bigger problem because now we know this boat is sinking. But we cannot leave the boat. So we put one foot on the other boat, on Krishna conscious boat. The other foot is still on our boat. And we are bewildered. What will happen if somebody's one foot is on Krishna consciousness and one in material world? So like that, we are in that situation. Completely confused. What to do? So what we have to do? We have to jump. We have to take that big leap of faith. Not fear. Krishna will protect. Just jump into the boat of Krishna consciousness. Prahlad Maharaj gives logical explanation why this material world is not a worthy place of making permanent settlement. He says, because this world has a very amazing phenomenon. Yasmat priya priya viyoga sanyoga janma priya apriya viyoga sanyoga. There is always priya apriya means what is favorable, what is unfavorable, sanyoga viyoga. We get what is favorable, then we lose it. Then we get what is unfavorable. So he is saying we always have union and separation from what we like and what we don't like. And as a result, what happens? Shokagnina sakalayo nishudaya mana. We land up into a shokagni. We are burning in the fire of lamentation. And then we get solutions for this. We have wonderful solutions. But what are the solutions? Dukkha aushadam tadapi dukkham atadhyaham. Dukkha aushadam tadapi dukkham. We get some aushadi for our dukkha, we get some remedy for our misery, but that remedy creates a bigger problem than the original problem. Bhuman brahmami vadame tavadasya yogam. My dear Lord, I'm tired of all this. Now I simply want to be your servant. I'm tired of trying to get material solution for our problem. Very beautifully explains. And this is actually true, you know, all intelligent people in this world know. Dukkha vashadam tadapi dukkham. Whatever solutions you give, it creates bigger. That solution creates a bigger problem than what original problem you had. You know, when in college, we had to study different models, you know, finance system. So there was one called Lewis model. So that time, we were not in Krishna consciousness, but that it made so much sense. So this man, very big economist, he suggested a model by which Kenya was suffering a lot. So he said this Kenya should face economic prosperity. So what he suggested? Most people are living in rural area. We should increase the wage structure in the city so that people will come from village to city. So then city will grow and the country will grow. Sounds so simple, so nice. So they increased the wage structure in the city. So what happened? They wanted 20% more labor. So when they saw wage structure is increased, what happened? Instead of 20%, 80% people came. More people came. And after some time, what happened? So many people from villages in the cities, but now they don't want to go back to the village. Not everybody can be absorbed. So they prefer to stay there only and rot, and the slums grew. So eventually what happened? The whole country became a bigger mess. The problems of Kenya became compounded because of this solution. Like this. So we had this model and we were studying how every economic model we study, you know, there would be question. Please write, explain the model and write its limitations. Every economic model has limitations. Because it's material world, whatever solution you give, that creates a bigger problem. So that's what Prahlad is saying. No point in giving solutions. And then finally he says, how this world is so dangerous. Balasya neha sharanam pitarau narsimha nartasya chagadam udanvati majjato nau taptasya tat pratividirya yanjaseshthas tavad vibho tanubhrutam tvadupekshitanam. My dear Lord, balasya neha sharanam. Sometimes the parents may take very good care of the child, but still the child may die. Narthasya chagada mudanvati majjatonu. Father and mother cannot protect the child, and the ocean, somebody may be on the best boat, but still he may drown. Titanic, this is the 100th anniversary of Titanic. So, it can happen. And, taptasya tat pratividirya yanja seshtas. And the best physician may give you medicine, but still you may die. So, my dear Lord, we have only hope is to take shelter of you. That finally gives a solution for all this. The solution he says is, my dear Lord, I want association of your devotees. Soham priyasya suhurda paradevataya leela katastava narasimha virinchi gita anjastitar manugrunan gunavipramukto durganite padayugalaya hamsa sangha. I want sangha of hamsas, swan-like devotees. And in their association, I want to sing your glories. Leela katha tava narasimha virinchi gita. Oh my dear Lord Narasimha Dev, I want to just sing your glories in the association of devotees. Here is a devotee who has got darshan of Lord Narasimhadev, he has got association of the Supreme Lord, but he is saying, and not only has got association, the Lord has rubbed his head. You know, the Lord has given him so much affection, and he is saying, I want to spend time with your devotees, and hear your glories, and chant your glories, and this is what we are getting chance to do. This is the aspiration of Prahlad Maharaj. So like this, there are beautiful prayers. And finally, we are going a little fast forward now. There are 55 verses in this chapter. We have not even covered 15. So we are going a little forward. So the next, there is one very nice verse. Here he is saying, now he is explaining, my dear Lord, I have seen all the opulences of this world. And I have seen when my father was angry, he is talking about his father, Hiranyakashipu. He would laugh sarcastically at the demigods, and they would shiver simply by seeing the movements of my father's eyebrows. But yet my father, who was so powerful, has now been vanquished by you in a moment. Then he speaks about the power of time. Or time is so powerful that the mighty will be fallen. They will have to bite the dust. Then he's saying, this is a 5-year-old boy saying, my dear Lord, I have complete experience of worldly opulence, mystic power, longevity and material pleasures enjoyed by all living entities from Lord Brahma to ant. Because he has seen his father enjoy all of that. As powerful time, you destroy all of them, therefore I don't want any of them. I simply request you, please keep me in touch with your pure devotee and let me serve as his sincere servant. So he is aspiring to serve. Then he is saying, my dear Lord, all the happiness of this world is like a mirage in the desert. And this is an amazing thing, you know, Prahlad is saying. Listen to this. He says, how there is no happiness in this world, this is realized by all the philosophers, scientists and politicians. Prahlad Maharaj is now exposing how the scientists, philosophers and politicians actually know that there is no happiness in this world. Somebody may say, but then, they are always promoting it. So then Prahlad reveals why they promote it. But still they are aspiring for this happiness, this mirage, because they are unable to control their senses. Because of this, they never come to the right conclusion. They never get the intelligence to look for Krishna. So like this, Prahlad continues to offer prayers. And now we are coming to the end. Towards the end, he says, my dear Lord, please give me shelter of my Guru. Shri Narad Muni, evam janam nipatitam prabhava hi kupe, kama bi kama manuya prapatan prasangat, kritva masat surasina bhagavan grihita, soham katam nu visrije, tava brithya sevam. Your servant is Narad Muni, and I want to serve him eternally. Not Mayavad conception. Guru is a ladder we use to get Krishna or God. But in Vaishnava philosophy, we serve our Guru eternally. Tadera charana sevi bhakta sane vas janame hoye yehi abhilas. Narottam Das Thakur is saying, I want to be servant of my Guru when? Janame, birth after birth. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, I want to be servant of my spiritual master. So we are going fast so that you can go back home and read these prayers. And then Prahlad Maharaj is continuing his prayers, and finally the last section, he now is, because he's offered so many beautiful prayers to Lord Narasimhadev, now his heart is overflowing with compassion. Now what he said some time ago, that I'm afraid of this material world, now he says, my dear Lord, I am not at all afraid of material existence. Because now his heart is filled with compassion. So what does he say? Soche tato vimuka chetasa indriyartha maya sukhaya baram udvahato vimudan. My dear Lord, I am only concerned about the foolish people of this world who have forgotten your glories, and they are making elaborate plans to enjoy and they are failing. I am simply concerned with love for them. Prahlad Maharaj is feeling great compassion for all of us, for you and me, who are trying to make material adjustments and trying to be happy in this world. Actually, Srila Prabhupada was following Prahlad Maharaj's footsteps perfectly. He would also feel great compassion to see people enjoying sense gratification and suffering. Recently, I was hearing one lecture Srila Prabhupada gave in 1972, Laguna Beach. This is an arrival address, 1972, September. Very beautiful class. So, as soon as he comes, this is an arrival address, devotees are gathered in the temple. And Srila Prabhupada begins the lecture by saying, when I was coming from the airport, I saw there were huge industries, huge power stations, there were big cars, big roads. And then Prabhupada pauses and says, but if you think all these things will make you happy, you are in big illusion. He's telling all the devotees. And then he says, this is all mirage. Prahlad Maharaj says, this is all mirage. What is the meaning of mirage? And then Prabhupada says, mirage means there is appearance of water, but there is no water. But mirage only means that there is real water somewhere else. And where is the real water? Srila Prabhupada asks all of them. And then he says, real water is Vrindavan. And then the whole Radha Madhav Bhajan, which Srila Prabhupada had sung before the class, he gives the whole explanation about Radha Madhav. What is Radha Madhav, Kunja Bihari, Gopi Janavallabh, Girivaradhari, he explains everything. He takes all the devotees to Vrindavan. But I was amazed by that class. You know, you could see how Srila Prabhupada is such an expert. You know, he is expertly absorbing in Vrindavan and Krishna, and simultaneously, while he is absorbed in Krishna, he can simultaneously expose the superficiality of material civilization. That is the amazing quality of a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. So, and then there's a long class. Then Srila Prabhupada speaks about how bullock cart. We came in car, but what is car? Bullock cart is much better. So then Srila Prabhupada is asking the students, the devotees in the class. He says, what is the advantage of car over bullock cart? Only some time is saved. Isn't it? But is happiness determined by saving of time? What gives you more happiness, driving a car or a bullock cart? So devotees say, bullock cart. And then Srila Prabhupada says, and how many accidents take place? So there is one disciple, you know, he's ready with all the statistics. He says, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, 60,000 annually 60,000 people die in motor car accidents in America. Prabhupada says, see, so many accidents, so many people are dying. It's all useless. Then he says that just like you may drink water in a gold cup or an earthen pot, it's the same water. Similarly, you may have a pig body or a demigod body. But if you're engaging in eating, sleeping, sex life and defending, then all your advancement is useless. For the whole class, he is describing Vrindavan, Krishna, and is also exposing the fallacies of modern civilization. It's amazing. And you'll see, this is the genius of Srila Prabhupada. This is Prahlad Maharaj's prayers also. He's glorifying Krishna, and is also exposing the maya, sukhaya, baram, how people are foolishly absorbed in sense gratification. And then he says, my dear Lord, I don't want to be like the saints who go to the Himalayas to do penance. Prayena deva munaya savimukti kama maunam charanti vijane na parartha nishtha netan viaya kripanan vimamoksha eko nanyam tadasya sharanam brahmato nu pashye. He says, my dear Lord, I see that there are many saintly people. They are interested only in their own welfare. They don't care for the suffering souls. They go to Himalayas and do Maunvrat. But I do not wish to be liberated alone. I cannot leave aside all these poor, foolish people, because without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, they cannot be happy. Therefore, I want to bring them back to the shelter of your lotus feet. This is the compassion of Prahlad. You know, in Sri Sampradaya, there is a pastime of Govinda, cousin and disciple of Ramanujacharya, who put his hand inside the mouth of a deadly cobra, because that cobra had a thorn in the mouth. So Govinda removes that thorn. And Ramanujacharya says, why are you doing it? So he explains, this cobra was suffering. That's why I put my hand in the mouth. So this is the compassion of a pure devotee. Materialistic people have thorn-like material desires in the heart and they are like serpents. But pure devotees take so much risk. Preaching is such a risk. And they try to remove these nasty material desires from the heart of materialistic people. And what are these desires? Enmay tunadi grahame di sukham mitucham kandu yanena karayoriva dukkha dukham tripyanti neha kripana bahu dukkha baja kandu tivan manasajam vishaheta dhira. Sex life. Now Prahlad Maharaj starts condemning sex life as rubbing of two hands to relieve an itch. Those who have no spiritual knowledge, they consider this itching to be the greatest platform of happiness, although it is a great source of distress. However, devotees who tolerate this itching are not subjected to the suffering of fools and rascals. Like that, he speaks about sense gratification, he condemns that. And if you read the earlier chapters, 6th chapter of the 7th canto, where Prahlad is instructing his classmates, there are a series of verses where he exposes a life centered around sense gratification. So like this, he explains, finally, he offers all his prayers, and then Lord Narasimhadev becomes extremely happy. And Lord Narasimhadev tells Prahlad, Prahlad, I am pleased with you, I am pleased by your prayers, and I want to fulfill all your desires. Ask for any benediction you want. My dear Prahlad, may you live a long time. And like that, Lord Narasimhadev praises Prahlad. And then he tells him, ask for a benediction. Now, Prahlad has already finished his prayers. Narasimhadev is very happy. Narasimhadev is saying, ask for a benediction. Now, Prahlad Maharaj's second innings begins. He starts offering again prayers. And what does he say? My dear Lord, please don't tempt me. Mamam pralobayotpatya saktam kameshu tervare tatsangabhita nirvinno mumukshustvam upashrita. Just give me upashrita. Just give me shelter of your lotus feet. I don't want anything. I don't want any of these illusions. I don't want to be the enjoyer. Because our relationship, my dear Lord, is only of Raja, Sevakayor, Iva. Servant and King. You are the King, I am your servant. And I am not a merchant who wants to trade with you. I don't want to offer prayer so that I can get something in return from you. I simply want to be your servant. So like that he offers beautiful prayers saying that I just want to be your unmotivated servant. And then he says, if at all you want to give me a blessing, yadi dasyasi me kaman varam stvam varadarshabha kamanam ridi samroham bhavatastu vrinevaram. My dear best of the givers of benediction, Lord Narasimhadev, if at all you want to give me a benediction, I pray for your lordship that within the core of my heart, let there be no material desire. He is just asking for pure devotional service. I just want to please you. So Krishna consciousness means, although, I am not on that level, definitely, but at the same time we have to discuss this in the open. Actually, Krishna consciousness means coming to a platform where we can pray to Krishna. Krishna, what is your desire? What will please you the most? The day we can make this prayer, our actual Krishna advancement begins. Generally, when we come in front of the Lord, we have prayers for prosperity, peace, purity. Basically, we have prayers for financial stability, emotional healing. We have prayers for our health. But ultimately, we have to come to this level of praying, Krishna, how can I please you? How can I give pleasure to your transcendental senses? Of course, one may say this is not easy to make a prayer like this. But there is no way out. Ultimately, You know, we have to come to this level. Sometimes devotees think, "Are, what is all this prayer? Very artificial." Because we are getting our prasad on time. We are getting, everything is going on nicely. So these prayers appear very artificial. Especially in institutional structure, where everything is, you know, fixed and everything is. So we think devotional service will go on like this. But sorry, individual surrender to Krishna cannot be circumvented or avoided in the name of institutional security. We may have some kind of security, but that Krishna, you know, Krishna will take us to a corner. You know, you'll, just like the show, you know, they hold our neck and take us to the corner. What do you want? Do you want to surrender? We have to surrender actually, ultimately. So it's Krishna consciousness is like that. We may not be on that level, it's okay, but we have to know that we have to come, we have to know that we cannot make advancement unless we can come to this stage of making a prayer, Krishna, I am yours and what do you want from me? And then begging the Lord for the intelligence to know what is Krishna's desire and then begging for the determination to execute Krishna's will. Otherwise it becomes very difficult. And then, so after this second innings of prayers, then Lord Narasimhadev becomes very happy. He says, now Narasimhadev is telling Prahlad, Prahlad, I order you to enjoy the opulences until the end of the duration of time occupied by Manu. So Narasimhadev is ordering him to enjoy. He is so pleased with him, he is giving him material benedictions. And then he says, he tells him all the things that he will enjoy, all the opulences he will get. And then he says, but you should ask for some benediction. This is my order. You should ask for something. So now, third time, Prahlad Maharaj is now offering prayers. And he says, if at all you are asking for benediction, I beg you, my dear Lord, please purify my father. Release him from all the sinful activities that he had performed. He begs for his father. He remembers how his father once put him on his lap and smelt his head and rubbed his head with love and tear came in his father's eye. So he remembers that gesture of affection. And he begs Lord Narasimhadev to forgive his father. And Lord Narasimhadev says that your entire dynasty has been 21 forefathers have been purified. And then again Lord Narasimhadev glorifies him, saying, then Lord Narasimhadev tells him, you perform the final rites. So like this, the section is coming to an end. And then, how this ends, you know. So after all these things have happened, Lord Narasimhadev is pleased with Prahlad. Now Narasimhadev is going back to his abode. But before going back, he looks at Brahma. And now already it has been established that in front of Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi, it's very clear that Prahlad is the greatest devotee. And in front of everyone, this exchange has happened. Prahlad Maharaj has offered 55 beautiful verses, prayers. Then Narasimhadev asked him for benediction. Then again he offered prayer. Then again Narasimhadev. So this exchange has happened. The whole world can now see how advanced Prahlad is. So after all this has happened, Lord Narasimhadev is going back. He looks at Brahmaji and chastises him. He says, Brahma, just as it is dangerous to feed milk to a snake, it is dangerous to give benedictions to demons who are by nature ferocious and jealous. I warn you, Brahma, never give such benedictions to demons again. So Brahmaji accepts and then Lord Narasimhadev disappears. And then what does Prahlad do immediately? The next verse after this. Now, Prahlad doesn't... See, Prahlad is completely fixed in his consciousness. I am servant of all. So as soon as Lord Narasimhadev has chastised Brahmaji and left, Prahlad falls full dandavat to Brahmaji. Tata sampoja shirasa bhavande parameshtinam bhavam prajapatin devan prahalladu bhagavat kala. Prahlad Maharaj offered full dandavat to Brahmaji, Shiva and all the prajapatis as bhagavat kala. They are all parts and parcels of Lord Vishnu and they are his servants. So you see Prahlad Maharaj consistently humble, consistently conscious that I am simply a servant. And in this mood, he has offered all his prayers. So as we are reading these prayers, and as we have concluded this prayer, this is our aspiration that we want to also develop this mood. Mm-hmm. Then we can actually please Krishna. Our Peter Burwash Prabhu was here a few years ago. He was saying, that if we don't cultivate this mood of, you know, gratitude to the Lord and humility, these Vaishnava qualities, if we don't cultivate, we may be great preachers. He was saying that how, when we are giving Krishna consciousness, we are preaching, at best, you can only give what you have. Best, that is the best thing. But if we cultivate these qualities of Vaishnavas, like Prahlad Maharaj, Kaviraj Goswami, then we can give Krishna's grace to people. We can connect people to Krishna. Just like, you know, there is a Krishna, we can be instruments in Krishna's hands, like a water pipe, you know, the pipe is connected and the water is going through that pipe. But if the pipe is clogged, then the water is blocked, the flow is blocked. Similarly, our false ego, it clogs. Because of that, even as preachers, we are frustrated, I'm preaching so much, why people are not becoming devotees? Many times we don't realize that our own agendas and our, you know, our false ego may have clogged the whole thing. So we have to endeavor to be sincere servants. That's why you see that Sarvabhauma Prabhu, he wrote that book, Salted Bread. He writes, how amazing, they had only two small books of Srila Prabhupada with them. Two small books, and they just read it, very little amount of Krishna conscious information, and he would give 8 to 10 hours of preaching he would do to the jail people, every day. And he was wondering, where I am knowing all this? Krishna was using him as an instrument because he had a sincere desire to serve. And that's how Krishna consciousness flooded. So let us aspire for this mood of wanting to be simply servant. Recently I was hearing one very nice class of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. It's called Maya Traps the Puffed Up. It's a very beautiful class where he is explaining how subtly this desire to be the enjoyer is very deep rooted. And he was saying how this Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shri, wealth, education, you know, beauty. Then he was saying how beauty is so subtle. He was saying it's not that beauty is wanted by only an unmarried boy or an unmarried girl. Even a brahmachari may want to be beautiful. He was giving that class. And then he was saying how it is so subtle. And then he said, what to speak if you are actually beautiful? So like this, there are four opulences which we may identify ourselves with. And because of this, we may be so far away from Krishna. Then he gave the example of Nalkuver, Manigiri, Romarshan, so many. And then he said, just because we are devotees, we should not think that we are spared. Krishna consciousness is like clean shave. You know, just like you have a razor, you can clean shave. But he said, just because you are shaving every day doesn't mean you are careless while shaving. Similarly, just because you are chanting and hearing doesn't mean you should be, if you are careless, you will cut and you will bleed. So then after this class, I remember Gaurang Prabhu asked a very intelligent question. He said, so Maharaj, are you saying that because it is so dangerous that we have so much of false ego? Because that whole class was like that. Anybody would hear that would feel that, oh, I am unqualified, I cannot preach. So Gaurang Prabhu said, so Maharaj, does it mean that we should do some bhajan for some years and then we will be free of pride and then we can preach? Maharaj said, for your kind information, even a sweeper can be proud. So it's not that simply a preacher becomes proud. Then Maharaj said, yes, preacher has a chance that he may fall into Maya, but if a preacher is constantly conscious that I am preaching because this is the order of my guru and this is a service I am doing, and preaching is kirtan, so I am doing this for my own cleaning, I am preaching for the purification of my own heart, then he will be safe. So like that, in this mood we will practice Krishna consciousness for our own purification, following the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. And then if you are able to have these qualities of humility, appreciation, then we can experience the bliss of Krishna consciousness. So there are three levels. I have said this often before. First is, you know, mercy is all pervading. Everyone has got mercy. Everyone here in this room has got mercy of Krishna. It's all pervading. It's available. It's available to all. But are we appreciating it? You know, are we grateful for what we are getting? If we can appreciate what we are getting, then the third level of mercy, which is the actualization, the actual experience of Krishna in our lives happens. So let us aspire to appreciate this rare gift of Krishna consciousness that we have got. And Let us perfect our lives and let us remember Lord Narasimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj as Narasimha Chaturdashi is approaching. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Narasimhadev Bhagavan ki jai. Bhaktaraj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande ki jai.